He's got trouble written all over him. His dark hair has fallen across his forehead, a little from being in the club, but it looks as if maybe he meant to style it that way. His shirt pulls across his broad shoulders and chest, but mostly it's his alluring eyes and his perfect smile with a hint of cockiness that would draw in any woman. He knows how good-looking he is. I pull my gaze away from him and glance back at the dance floor to find Penelope with the other bridesmaids, who are really more my fiancé's friends than mine. They've been drinking, but not to excess like Penelope. I'm probably being a party pooper, but I've never been that crazy girl who can put my inhibitions aside and let loose, which is why I wanted a spa weekend for my bachelorette party. Movement in my peripheral vision grabs my attention, and the guy I locked eyes with is talking with the two guys from this VIP section we crashed. They shake hands, and one guy opens the rope for him. He nods and thanks them before coming over to me. Why am I nervous? I'm an engaged woman.
Aren't you supposed to be the one out there?
His eyes are a light brown and laced with mischief that makes good girls do bad things. But not this good girl. Sorry, I'm not looking for some guy to show me what I'll miss out on by getting married. I sip my water and turn my attention back to the dance floor. He sinks down on the couch beside me.
I don't pick up taking women.
He sets his drink on the table in front of us and turns his body, blocking my view of the dance floor. He puts his hand out between us.
I'm Connor. My condo feels like a jail cell because I cannot stop thinking about Eloise and the fact that she's getting married today. I walk out of our security gate, seeing a new sign plastered there. The nest is written in girly script with notes and phone numbers from puck bunnies who know this is where three of the Chicago Falcons reside. I really should be plucking off a number and calling one of them to get my mind off who will soon be a married woman. Instead, I walk into Peeper's Alley, the bar under our building, and find the usual group of regulars there. Every bar stool is occupied by an older man with a beer mug in his hand, and both eyes glued to televisions above him. By the night's end, two or four of them will end up in some heated argument about the Colts, since Chicago baseball is in season right now. Hey, Rubes. I bypass the owner, who reserves a back room for us Falcons and whoever we're with.
Why are you here so early?
She eyes me the entire way to the back room. I don't bother answering, instead shutting the door behind me. I grab the remote and turn on the television, sitting at the big round table in the middle of the room. The door opens behind me, which I expected.
I'm not serving you any alcohol,
Ruby says, standing at my right. Fine, I'll have water.
Fine.
She doesn't argue. That's not Ruby's style. She just tells you how it is. I watch the Colts for a bit. Thankful it's an away game because we live across from the baseball field. I would not have the patience to deal with all the fans today. Easton Bailey ties up the game with a double to left field, and you hear the guys in the bar cheer. A bottle of water is placed in front of me.
Here's your water.
Thanks, Ruby. She slides the chair out next to me and sits.
Okay. I was going to let you sit here and stew about whatever's up your ass, but Kylie told me I need to be nicer.
She leans back and crosses her arms. Shouldn't you be watching the bar?